USA Radio News.
Oil prices hit their highest since late 2014 today. Now, the prices are being driven by a deepening economic crisis in Venezuela and worries that the United States could reimpose sanctions on Iran, while stocks firmed and the dollar surged to another high in 2018. Earlier today at the White House, First Lady Melania Trump announced her core initiative as First Lady.
Today, I'm very excited to announce Be Best, an awareness campaign dedicated to the most valuable and fragile among us, our children.
Oliver North will become the president of the NRA within a few weeks. That's according to the board of directors, who began the process earlier today. In a statement, Wayne LaPierre, NRA Executive Vice President and CEO, said Oliver North is a legendary warrior for American freedom, a gifted commentator, and a skilled leader. For all of these stories, please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
After a hefty increase for gasoline over the last several months, the price per gallon is down slightly this week. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Gas prices came down over the last week, falling a half cent per gallon to $2.80 nationally. While this is a slight decrease, motorists are being reminded prices are still 50 cents higher than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy has the latest figures.
We stand on the cusp of perhaps dropping back under $2.80 per gallon. That's where we stand today, a drop from last week of $2.81 a gallon.
Hawaiian authorities are urging sightseers to stay away from Leilani Estates as residents return to check in their neighborhood, which was threatened by lava and toxic gases emerging from the ground. This eyewitness describes what he saw when he returned to his neighborhood.
You know, there's a crack in the ground. Well, I've seen cracks in the pavement before, you know, but I didn't know that that meant that there's a lava tube underneath there.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In recent years, the political establishments in country after country have faced a wave of extraordinary pressure from populist anger against governments that have failed to protect citizens from profoundly disruptive changes. Ian Bremmer is author of a new book titled Us vs. Them, The Failure of Globalism. Now, he joined me earlier, and we had a chance to discuss, in his opinion, some of the reasons why he believes globalism failed.
Globalization economically led to a lot of people that were left behind, working class, middle classes. They saw their jobs go to other places, to the Chinas, the Mexicos. Second piece is the culture and identity piece. Big waves of immigration coming to the United States, coming into the West. People that were, you know, quite a bit different from those that were living in the U.S., changing the nature of society. But a lot of people felt like, wait, government's not taking care of me. No one's investing my education, my infrastructure. We're letting these other people in. Big backlash to that. And then finally, and the most worrying piece, is the technology piece, because technology now, automation, AI, big data, is displacing far more people from their places of work than globalization ever did economically. And you have a technological system that is much more top-down driven in terms of how we get information. And so people only get information that they like now because it's being driven by advertising companies, Facebook, Google, and the rest.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.